You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Noach HaDaz. Bereishit Chapter 9, God's Covenant with Noah. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all wherewith the ground teems, and upon all the fishes of the sea, and to you your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you, as the green herb have I given you all. Only flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall you not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, even at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And you, be you fruitful and multiply, swarm in the earth and multiply therein. And God spoke unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And for me, behold, I will establish my covenant with you, and with all your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the fowl, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, even every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more from the waters of the flood, neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth. The Rainbow and the Eternal Covenant. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the sky, that I will remember my covenant which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all the flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth from the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and of these was the whole earth overspread. A covenant is defined as an agreement. God gave Noah and all his descendants, known as B'nai Noach, or children of Noah, seven commandments, or more succinctly, seven categories of commandments that they are to obey. These seven commandments are symbolized by the seven colors of the rainbow. These seven commandments are not arbitrary laws, but rather God's plan for mankind. Adherence to this moral code guarantees harmony among us with the rest of creation and with God. Non-Jews who reject all idolatrous ideas and accept the kingship of the one God, accept the priesthood of the Jewish people as the guardians and teachers of Torah, and commit to following the seven commandments revealed to Noah are called B'nai Noach, or children of Noah. The Rambam, also known as Maimonides, commentary in the Law of Kings, 8, chapter 11, reads, Anyone who accepts upon himself the fulfillment of these seven commandments and is precise in their observance is considered one of the righteous among the nations and will merit a share in the world to come. B'nai Noach are permitted to keep any of the 613 commandments given to the Jews with six exceptions. They may not observe Shabbat in the same manner as the Jews. They may not observe the Jewish holy days in the same manner as the Jews. They may not study the parts of the Mishnah or Talmud that are not related to the B'nai Noach commandments. They may not write a Torah scroll. They may not receive an aliyah. And they may not make, write, or wear tefillin. Law number one is prohibition of idolatry, and law number two is the prohibition of blasphemy. These can be derived from Genesis 4, verse 26, which reads, "And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then to call on the name of Hashem became profaned." This is a reference to the beginnings of idolatry, which in and of itself is a form of blasphemy. This verse is saying that calling out in prayer to anything but Hashem profanes Hashem's name. In other words, blasphemy. These people call to idols, whether natural phenomena or actual wood and stone. Law number three, prohibition of theft. This is clearly stated in Genesis 6, verse 11, as one of the direct reasons for the flood. It reads, "And the earth became filled with robbery." This prohibition can also be derived from Eve taking the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Hashem instructed them not to eat of it, because it was his property. When they did eat, they in effect stole the fruit and received their due punishment. Law number four, prohibition of murder. This one is pretty simple. Cain kills Abel, Cain is punished. And again, in Genesis 4, verses 23 and 24, Lamech rules over the punishment he will receive for committing an accidental murder. Also in Genesis 9, verse 6, which reads, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man his blood shall be shed." This is also a reference to the establishment of courts. If one commits murder, then it is up to the courts to convict and punish. Law number five, prohibition against sexual misconduct. This commandment is derived primarily from the relationship between Adam and Eve. Eve is created as a helpmate to Adam. Together they are given the command to be fruitful and multiplied, as seen in Genesis 1, verse 28. Thus sexual conduct within a husband-wife relationship is sanctified, and all the other types of sexual conduct are not sanctified. Two examples of the consequences of this are the stories of Eve and Lamech. The serpent's attempted seduction of Eve shows that there is a prohibition of sexual contact between a human and an animal, as well as forbidding affairs. The story of Lamech's wives, Ada and Zillah, it is derived that at the time men would take two wives, one to bear them children and the other for fun. This also points towards this commandment. Zillah was the one for fun, as evidenced by her giving birth to Tubal Cain, where Genesis 4, chapter 22 says, "And Zillah too." A midrash brings down that it was through Tubal Cain that Lamech came to slay Cain, and then in his grief killed Tubal Cain. In Genesis 23, Lamech says, "Have I slain a man by my wound and a child by my bruise?" Lamech was blind. The man was Cain, a target identified by Tubal Cain, and the child was Tubal Cain himself. Then in chapter 6, we see that as a result of the sons of rulers who take whatever women they chose, Hashem issued the decree that in 120 years he will destroy mankind. And again in Genesis 6, verse 12, it says, "For all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth." Law number 6 is the prohibition of eating live meat. This seventh commandment is clearly stated in Genesis 9, verse 4, that reads, "But flesh with its soul, its blood, you shall not eat." And law number 7 is the prohibition of failing to establish courts of justice. This is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, that says, "And rule over the fish of the sea, the bird of the sky, and every living thing that moves on the earth." Also, we see throughout that Hashem acts as a court when he chooses to intervene. Also, we see in Genesis chapter 6 that a hierarchy of people has been established. Although those rulers were evil, as the chapter delineates, the idea of the system is good in two ways. One, it emulates Hashem's court, and two, Later on, Moses, with Hashem's permission, sets up a justice system so the single individual is not faced with all the legal questions. This also helps to prevent a single person from becoming a tyrant. Also, in Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, we see this also in the prohibition of murder, because it is stated that if one commits murder, then it is up to the courts to convict and punish. Thank you for listening to Noahide Laws. Shalom.